Everyone has high school crushes, at least most people, and there's different types of crushes. People or crushes who you just admire from afar because you just find them so beautiful or handsome, or crushes that you both kind of know each other, and you exchange a hello every once in a while. And you're crushing on them, or crushing on a complete just friend, like close friend, who you talk to a lot, and they don't know you that you like them. But the one that I'm going to be talking about now is my crush, who I had never really talked to. We were in each other's classes. I'm pretty sure we knew each other's names, but never really talked or had a real conversation. And so this guy, his name was Julian. And I just always thought that the name Julian was a really nice name, and I still do think it is a nice name. And much like boys' names, I find it beautiful. Other boys' names, I mean. Okay, so Julian was in a lot of my classes, not a lot, but a handful of my classes my whole high school career. But one class actually changed everything for us. We never really talked, like I said. We were friends on Facebook because I like pushed myself to send the friend request button on his page, and he accepted, and that's it. Oh, and also, a year before this whole thing happened, he posted something on Facebook saying, how he doesn't know who his real friends were, and he was really sad, and this was at, like, Christmas Eve, and so I was thinking, what can I do? He doesn't know me, but, I want to do something, so naturally, in the Christmas spirit, I messaged him saying, hey, I know we don't really know each other or talk, but, if you ever need anything, I'm here if you ever want to or whatever. And, it's funny because right after I turned off my phone because I was so scared of what he would say or if he would respond. So, I turned off my phone for like an hour. Turned it back on, and he was really nice, saying how it meant a lot to him, and just, he was just thanking me, and so that was it. After that, life went on. Saw him in the hallway. We didn't really say hi, because I don't think he ever saw me. I'm really short, so, I don't know, maybe he did, but he didn't know what to say. I don't even know, but that's beside it. So, a semester went on after that, and I was taking this college prep course, and it was a bunch of crap, but it was fun. I had a lot of friends in it, and the class had already started for the year, maybe about 1 or 2 weeks in, but I had to stay after class with one of my group, with a group, because we were doing a project, and we were in the classroom, and then all of a sudden, he walks in. And I was thinking, oh my god, what are you doing here? Well, I didn't say that, but I was just going crazy because none of the people in my group really knew that I liked him. So I was just holding it in and just like holding my breath. And I overheard that he was going to be in our class. He was going to transfer because he like dropped another class or something. So for the rest of that night, I was so excited for him to be in the class because I get to look at him. So, the next day came and it was the new class, and I was just sitting in my chair, like fiddling and just so antsy. And then all of a sudden he walks in, and, he sits behind me because the teacher told him to, I think. And, that was the start of something new. I'm just kidding. But seriously, he was actually friends with the guy who sat next to me, And they would always talk, and eventually I would come into the conversation and we would all talk. And then, just like that, we were so close. Julian and I talked a lot, and we would just eventually sit next to each other. And it's funny because whenever we would watch a movie in class, he would actually, like, ask the guy next to me to move so he could sit next to me. And we would just play games on my phone or, like, just talk about problems or just joke around in class. And it got really bad to the point where we were actually separated. He actually had to move across the room. But he never ceased to call my name in the middle of class just to say hi. And that just made me really happy because, I don't know, having a crush on someone and just liking them for what they look like or just their voice or whatever is different than actually liking them for just having a crush on them for that, plus them being so much more than you expected and just being so happy, if that makes any sense. So I was just completely happy. But there's a twist, guys. He had a girlfriend. But that girlfriend was the worst girlfriend in the world. She cheated on him more than once, and she was just terrible. And I don't know why he was still with her. He would always just give her second chances, but she would always just blow it. And I was so pissed every time she would break his heart, because he would be so crushed over it. And, of course, I can't punch her, because I can't. So, as much as I would love to, I didn't, and, that was that. So, as the year progressed and it ended, we, of course, said goodbye for the summer, and, of course, I couldn't be in his class anymore, or we didn't have a class anymore together, and I was really sad, but life had to go on, and summer happened, and about 1 or 2 weeks after the start of summer, I saw on Facebook that they had actually broken up, and I went crazy. I was on the floor, I was just like screaming, yes, 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 and I was really happy, and it's weird because that exact day, I got a text from someone, and this person said, hey, is this Kim? And I said, yes. And then, wow, I just said my name. Oh my god. Okay, well, that's my name. I can't turn back now. Wow. I hate myself. Okay, well, that's my name. Oh my god. Oh my god, okay. Okay, I'm just so sidetracked from that now. And so I said, yes. And then this person was like, hey, it's Julian. I got your number off, whatever. I forgot what it was. But, I was like, whatever. I texted a couple of my friends. I was like, is this you? I don't believe it. Because I was so just, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that he would actually want to text me. And eventually I found out it was actually him. And we texted the whole summer. And I grew so much feelings for him. So many feelings for him. And I was just going crazy. Crazy to the point where actually the first day we came back, I couldn't not talk to him. The first day we came back, we saw each other, we hugged, and, he said hi, and I said something stupid like, did you get taller? I don't know, I was just not even myself. It's weird because when we were in a class together, just not too long ago, and not too long before, I was not shy to him, I would just talk to him like usual, But when I saw him again after that long summer of thinking about him, I couldn't say a word. I couldn't say more than one word. And, it got really bad because, later in the year, he would just keep saying hi to me, and I would just say hi and then walk away. I wouldn't make conversation because I was so shy. We would talk online, maybe on, like, social networks, like Twitter, but we would never really have a real conversation in person anymore because I was so shy. I would not stay there. I would just walk away after he said hi. And I kind of felt like, after a while, he thought that maybe I didn't want to talk to him anymore, because he would just eventually stop saying hi. So, by the end of the year, we were graduating at this point, and I was thinking, I'm not going to see him ever again, and I really want to make this right, I guess, and so I thought it was the best idea in the world, to write up a long text. Mind you, I edited and wrote this text for like a week straight before we graduated, just to make sure it was right and not weird, that weird at least, and just confessing my literal feelings for him. And after we graduated, I didn't say bye to him at all in graduation, so a week later, after that, I sent him the text. And at the end of the text, I said, if you find this weird in any way or don't feel the same, then you don't have to reply. And so I sent it that night, and I didn't get a text back right away. So I thought maybe he's sleeping. Next morning, nothing. And I was thinking, huh. I look on my Instagram, he's liking, like, pictures I post, and Snapchats. I'm getting Snapchats from him, but I'm not getting a response on the text, so that means he either thought it was weird, or he didn't feel the same. For some reason, I got pissed about this. I was so mad at him, and I don't know why, because I told him that he didn't have to respond. But I was so mad at him. I did not talk to him for maybe, I did not talk to him at all. We still followed each other on, like, some social networks, on all social networks, actually. But after a couple months, or a few months, I had to delete him. Because it was hard to see him posting and not responding to the text that I spent, like, a long time thinking about and dying over it for a night and for the rest of that year. So I deleted him, and I tried to delete him out of my life. That was the end of that. And I don't know why I was mad. Because it wasn't fair for him. I realize this now, like a year and a half later, that I'm so stupid. Why did I have to send that? I mean, we could have just hung out, you know, after high school. I mean, there's a life outside high school. He didn't even go away for college, like, much like me. I didn't go away for college, so I don't know why I wanted to do that, but I guess I wanted to just get it out there. And just have it done. And yeah, he didn't like me back. And I was mad, yeah. So, time has passed, and I'm thinking about it now. I don't know what to do, because I do wonder about him, and I'm pretty sure I do still care about him. And I want to know how he is. And I know if I... Because before, I didn't want to be friends with him because I knew he didn't like me back, but I still liked him, so the feelings were still there, and I feel like if I was still friends with him, then it would never go away. So now that I've had my space, I feel like I don't have any feelings for him. I just feel the embarrassment of just shutting him out for that. And I want to know what you guys think about it. If you were in his situation, what would you want me to do? Or if you were in my situation, what should I do? Should I send him a sorry? Or should I just try to reconnect on social networks? I have no idea. I mean, I saw him like a few months ago, actually, in the car. And we were both driving, and he was behind me. And my heart was beating 100 miles per hour. Does that make sense? It was crazy. I felt so many feelings that I haven't felt in a long time. And I don't even think it's feelings, like, love feelings. It's just, like, feelings of, like, oh my god, he's right behind me. I've been thinking about him for, like, a year. I haven't seen him. I haven't heard from him. And he's right there. So, what I'm trying to say is I want to reconnect. And I want to say sorry. I want to not be in bad terms with him. And I don't even know what he feels. I don't know if he wants to even do that anymore. I don't know. Sometimes I do try to see how he is by going on his profiles or whatever. And I kind of get annoyed seeing him, but I feel like that's only because I'm kind of bitter. But I don't want to be bitter. What do you guys think? Do you think it would be unhealthy for me to reconnect, or do you think I should just reconnect and see how it goes? And if it doesn't go well, then so be it. Let me know, because I always think about it. I always think about it, and something in my mind is telling me to do it, but something in my mind is just to let it be, because that's all it will ever be. So, believe it or not, I actually tried to record this a lot of times, and it is 4 in the morning now, and I'm just thinking about it, and it's killing me. So please let me know what you think, because it is eating me alive. I don't have feelings for him anymore, but I do want to fix things. So thank you for listening. I hope this wasn't too confusing, but I hope you get the idea of what I'm trying to ask here. So, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon. And, if you caught my name, oh my god, I'm still, okay, so, I'm gonna go. Goodbye.